More Idaho Matters right now. So how do you bring Amelia Earhart and a haunted radio to kids in all parts of Idaho, plus teach them about trust and taking chances? Well, with a little bit of history thrown into all of that, right? Theater for Youth is doing exactly that with a traveling production for 100,000 K through fifth graders, including refugees from Africa, Mexico, and Colombia, many of whom are watching their very first theater production ever. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, got the unique opportunity to watch this traveling road show. Let's tag along as he heads into Silver Sage Elementary School to find out more.
In the world of performance, it may well be Idaho's best road show. Just over 100,000 members of the audience see the shows each year. The best, for sure. Biggest, not even close. The show we're about to see has a cast of four and a crew of, well, four, the same four. It's Idaho Theater for Youth. Its parent organization is the Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and while Abridged Shakespeare is presented to middle and high schoolers, a different show is presented to Idaho elementary schools. This year, it's Earhart. Action-packed, a mystery, it includes a ghost radio, Leonardo da Vinci, the Wright brothers, and Amelia Earhart. Get it? Earhart? You'll hear more about that in a moment. First, we head to Silver Sage Elementary, the West Ada School District.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is George Prentice, and I'm here to cover the theater event.
Wonderful, thank you. Come on in.
The door is open.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well.
Welcome to Silver Sage.
Well, thank you so very, very much. And the person in charge?
My name is Annie Spittle, and I'm the principal at Silver Sage Elementary.
Tell me about the students here.
So we are a school of 350 students. We have grown by about 100 students this year because the district assigned our school as an EL school. So we have students who live south of the freeway come to our school to receive EL services. Those are students who qualify through services based on being new to the country and screened as needing EL services or take what's called the access test to demonstrate that they need EL services and receive services through a teacher who provides extra English support. So we have 19 languages, I believe, at Silver Sage right now. The majority of our...
Can you name them?
I can name some of them. Okay. I can tell you where we have students from.
Yes.
We have several students from Colombia. We have a lot of students from Africa, primarily Tanzania. We have one student from Hong Kong. We have students from the Middle East. We have Ukrainians. We have students from Mexico, of course.
Isn't it just natural for other kids to just want to know about them?
It's been really amazing because our students that were here before are just students who live in our neighborhood. Yeah. And when we had this influx of students, approximately 100 more students come to our school, it was a big culture shift. But it's been really amazing to watch our existing students just open their arms. One thing that was really amazing, my own daughter goes to school here, and after the first week of school or so, she was talking about students in her class and rattling off names of these African kids, just like she was saying Susie or Jenny. Wow. And not even really, as a child, noticing a difference other than they were another kid in the class.
Can I assume it's a pretty big deal when Theater for Youth comes your way?
It's going to be an amazing opportunity. Even last year when we didn't have the EL program, this was an opportunity for students that had never seen a production to see a live performance. And I think that today it's going to blow the minds of a lot of our kids.
Now let's head to the school's huge lunchroom, gymnasium. Today, it's a theater. And just before the kids come in, here are a couple of folks from the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
Veronica Von Tobel, Director of Education.
Hannah Reed Newbill, Director of Marketing.
Hannah, can you talk about how this fits into the bigger mission of the festival?
You know, I think I always say this is one of the coolest things we do that a lot of people don't know about unless you have a kid in school. You know, part of our biggest mission is to be outreach, and this goes into small towns where they've never seen theater.
Can you name at least the towns or communities that you will be visiting this season?
I can name a lot. Furthest out we go is Bonner's Ferry, so all the way north. Then we go east, we go to Idaho Falls, yeah. Pocatello, Coeur d'Alene we're going to hit, Sandpoint, Priest River, Chalice.
I'm impressed.
A lot.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think many adults have seen this show, so give the thumbnail.
Okay, it's going to be a weird one. So this is called Earhart, and it is about two kids who fall through the roof of an abandoned farmhouse, and they find this magic radio. They think it's haunted, but through the radio, they get a message from Amelia Earhart, who is on her famous journey around the world. And through...
And this takes place...
In 2023 and 1937.
Can you talk about how this is all cast and crew? Yeah. They do everything.
They do it all. So there are four actors in this tour, and they have to be in charge of driving, loading in the set, setting up sound, running their sound during the show, loading out, driving to the next location, loading in. They have to clean their own costumes. They do it all. It is... they do so much more than just act. They also teach workshops with schools, so they're teachers. They do it all.
And here come the students. Kindergartners first.
First and second grade, please come on down.
And grade by grade, this place is filling up. Anticipation builds, the show begins, and then, kaboom, the characters Kate and Sunny crash through the roof of an old farmhouse.
Help! Help! We're stuck in the attic! Help!
Nobody can hear you!
We're trapped in a haunted house! Help!
Quiet!
Or you'll wake up the ghosts!
There's all kinds of mysterious stuff in the attic, a radio, a ghost radio with, well, live transmissions from Amelia Earhart flying somewhere over the South Pacific.
157-337.
I don't know what that means. You know what that means?
We don't know what that means.
This doesn't make any sense.
Where are your parents or an adult? Any adult.
We are stuck in an attic.
Adults here, or we wouldn't be stuck in an attic.
Don't get snippy, kid. You have a working radio. Get somebody on the horn, anybody, and tell them Amelia Earhart needs assistance. We are on this frequency, 3105 kilocycles, low on fuel.
Amelia Earhart?
Who's that?
Like a really famous aviator, but...
A what?
A pilot, but from like the olden days.
The kids love it. And lessons? Yeah, plenty of them. About trust... And taking risks, never giving in to the impossible, and history.
You're not alone. You've got Leonardo da Vinci and the Wright brothers and heaven knows who else.
What do you mean?
Oh, the radio, dummy. She means the radio. Kate, listen to me. You've got the heart of a flyer, kid, but doggone it, you've got to be kind.
Sorry, Sonny.
The kids don't want it to end. There's a little bit of time for Q&A at the end of the show. And you guessed it, the first question was, when will you be coming back again? And the answer is next school year, and everyone is happy about that. Schools hold fundraisers to help with the costs, plus the company is supported by Arts Idaho, the Laura Moore Cunningham Foundation, and of course the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Where can you see the show, grown-ups? Maybe not, but if you're a kindergartner, first, second, third, fourth, or fifth grader, if it hasn't come to your school yet, chances are it's heading there before the school year is over. And the kids do love it. It's a hit.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, watching a special theater for youth production at Silver Sage Elementary School. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast White Lies.